This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
But there you go. I don't know what was going on there. I couldn't hear myself. I don't know if you folks could hear me, but
you're on mic three for some reason.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Well, I don't know. I didn't do that. It was just pointed at this. What were the garden guys doing in here? Spinning the mics around for fun or what? Like, I don't know. I'm like talking and can't hear myself.
Sorry about that.
Everybody thought I was down in a tunnel. I am back, folks. So here we are. As you know, was gone there for about a week, which covered two weekends for somehow that happened. But anyway, had to take a little vacation and but back live this morning, so we'll be talking to y'all live. 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, especially if you've been holding on to it while I've been gone, you might want to call and we'll talk about it. If you got a car question or something going on car wise, a lot of stuff going on car wise. So let's see. Actually, this week I worked in Miramar 2 days, Brendan. I was there Monday and I was there on yesterday. So Paul's been sick.
On a scale of 1 to 10, well. How busy are your stores going?
Well, Miramar is super busy while I was there. So Escondido's busy. Kearney Mesa's busy, think of it. El Cajon's busy. So you made me think about that. I don't know. I've been on this track where I'm, you know, depending on what I have for the day to do, I go and that's where I'm working. So I spent the whole day. I ran the store by myself in Miramar twice, Monday and then yesterday. And it was super busy. Kept the guys cranking away, man, and folks coming in. Met a lot of nice folks and talked to them. Met a nice lady that came in that listens to the radio show, she said, all the time. So said hi to her and talked to Chad. We didn't look on her car, but we chatted a little bit about her car and a concern that she's having with it. So I think she's going to bring it in. We're going to take a look at it.
By the way, I do want to say thank you for the email earlier and a shout out to our listener, Steve. That was a very nice compliment.
Steve did compliment you. Oh, yeah. Now, what did he call you?
He called me a TR, which usually means Trump, a Trump hater, basically.
Trump deranged syndrome. Deranged syndrome. Yes. That's right. That's what he did.
He's completely right, because as soon as he said Tesla just now, my brain just clicked in. Oh, here comes the rage meter. It's starting to click a little bit. Said the name.
Brendan, I've known you now for how many? What? I met you during COVID, right?
That's right.
Okay. So I've known you for over 4 years now. I don't really see a rage meter on you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. When you say rage meter, then you smile.
Yeah, you got to put on a facade.
On the radio.
Meanwhile,
comes through, doesn't it?
That's right. As soon as Auto Talk's off, the walls start ripping and I start yelling like, oh my gosh, why do we, this is the seventh time we talked about it in a row.
Well, I'm sure you're aware, we're talking about EVs and the cost of ownership today.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So we get to
bash some electric cars, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And I know we got to bring up the topic of Tesla, but, you know, comes with the territory, I guess.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. I got to be honest with you. Why I was gone, several things happened.
Yes. Yes, they did.
I mean, it was like, and of course I had my phone. So, I mean, here and there, I was watching the news blast. I was out of the country actually, but I was like, oh my gosh, man, all these things happen in 1 week.
So in other words, you're not allowed to take another vacation ever again, apparently.
I was thinking about not coming back, to be honest with you. That was my thought process in the whole thing. But, you know, geezy Pete's, man. Folks, let's keep it normal and keep off the crazy coffee. All right. And we're gonna try to make it through this very interesting year. But we're going to stick to cars for sure today. And cars have been busy. Cars are always breaking. And good stuff, you know, as far as that goes. Yeah, I don't know. What are you thinking, Brendan? Anything cool?
Well, I mean, not with the recent news of all sorts, but in terms of like car things that are happening, I mean, right now, we're about to have a car show here in San Diego.
What is
it? That's for a good part. It is Muscles Off Main Street.
Never heard of that one. Where is it projected at?
It's Guajome Park Academy. I'm definitely mispronouncing that wrong, but it's up in Vista.
Okay.
2000 North Santa Fe Avenue.
What's it benefit?
It benefits the Pride of Vista Lions Club.
Okay.
And there's three other community projects.
Is that the one they have downtown Vista?
That's correct.
Oh, they do that every year. That's a big car show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they do it right in the little town center, so you walk all the way around. I was a judge there once. They invited me to come be a judge. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But that car show is good. Obviously, a lot of these come and bring in good money for good causes.
Basically. Absolutely. You still have a little bit of time if you do want to check in, because they still have just a normal pricing for checking in their cars and stuff.
Okay.
But keep in mind, again, all the proceeds go to help out the Pride of Vista Lions Club, too. So a very good cause.
And they do a lot of good things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Lions Club does. Yeah. What are the hours of that today?
Today, it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, if you can make it over there, check it out. There's a lot of folks from North County bring their cars there for that because they like the cause. So good stuff for sure. All right. Today we are talking about EVs and the cost of ownership, but we're happy to talk about anything automotive related as far as that goes. A lot of car repairs, a lot of things going on. It's busy, busy out there, man. So, This EV thing is interesting. Out by our El Cajon store, I just stopped out there last night. I headed out after I finished in Miramar and kind of stopped by the stores and did a couple things, made the rounds. Oh, I will tell folks also, if you're a customer of the West Automotive, get in. When you're in, make sure and ask my manager at the location you go to or a rider that's helping you. We're doing what's called the AAA sweepstakes, which we actually just run your card and put you into this thing, and you could win between $100 and $500. $100 gift certificate to be used at the West Automotive Group, or $500 Visa card that AAA is sending out to different people. So make sure and ask to have your AAA card run for that sweepstakes, because we want to make sure, as you all know, we're AAA approved, but we want to make sure we get as many people in as we can into that. So if you listen to the radio show and you get in, But even if you don't need your car service right now and you want to stop by a location to get in that sweepstakes, spin in, man. They can run your card real quick and get you into the sweepstakes for AAA. And you may get a gift certificate if you win to come to the West Automotive Group for $100. Or they are giving out a certain amount of $500 Visa cards also that they're sending out. So that's my tip for today, where you can get some free car repair or free money, one of the two. Either one of those, anything bad about him, Brendan?
No, not at all. I think that's a great idea, and I might have to sign up myself if I'm allowed to. I don't know, because you know this whole thing.
No, it's AAA's thing. You're allowed to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good.
So they're doing the whole thing as far as that goes with us. But yeah, if you want, if you can't make it in, I know how busy you are. You just call me with your card, and I'll put you into the system.
Okay, sounds good.
So that way you have an opportunity to win. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good stuff. Always. So yeah. 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we'll talk to you about. Just catching up, you know, on the automotive news for this past month, finishing it off through July. Man, I'll tell you what. Now we're 1 month past halfway through the year. It's kind of crazy how quick it goes, huh?
Right? It's already near the end of the job. Heck, in a couple weeks from now, my son's already going to be 1 year old.
Congratulations.
I can't believe that.
How's the little Dieter doing?
He's doing great. He's not walking still, but he's got all of his teeth in, it looks like, honestly, because he's just smiling away, showing off his curly whites.
He's a cute little guy.
Thank you. I see
him on Facebook there all the time where you post.
Yeah.
So you and Brendan and his wife are proud parents of this little fella.
Very much.
Yeah, he's a cute little guy, though.
Yeah. And yeah, it's honestly been a very fun experience so far, and hopefully I don't mess it up anytime soon, because I really do love that kid.
You know, awesome. I don't think you're going to mess it up. I'm pretty sure that you're doing just fine as a father. I would suggest that in another year, we need to get him a little electric, one of those little electric cars to drive around, a little race car.
Oh, you mean the little, not Tonka trucks, but...
No, the battery-operated ones. Yeah, exactly. He needs to learn to start driving.
I agree.
Maybe get him a little set of tools and he can play with working on it.
There's no stick shift ones. I'm starting to learn stick shift. It is. Yeah, my dad's teaching me. It is horrendous for me so far. I am scared to death. I'm trying out. And then not only that, where does my father have me start on? The steepest hill in the world. And he goes, all right, go ahead.
So you don't know how to drive a stick shift. You're just learning?
Zero experience.
What kind of car is he teaching you on?
It's a 2000 Subaru Forester.
Okay. We do clutches on those, and it's going to need one when you get done learning.
So. Absolutely. No, we definitely know that for sure. It is rough. He said, don't worry. This clutch is just a really rough one.
It won't take long.
Yeah.
Do you know how to ride a motorcycle?
No.
Oh, okay. That has a clutch too, but you use your... You use your left hand for the clutch. Yes, sir. So anyway, well, we'll see what happens. You let me know when the clutch gets smoked out and you're a proud driver of a stick shift.
You know how much we bought that vehicle for?
How much?
I'm not kidding you. $1.
Oh, was it a family vehicle or something?
Correct. And it was just so I could learn stick shift. That's it.
And then you're going to get rid of it?
We're going to scrap it and get rid of it.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. What year is it?
2000.
Oh, it's old.
Yeah. It's already got passed over 300,000 miles, too.
Oh, so
It's ticking its toll. But it's what?
You know what? It still drives and passed smog, obviously. It's registered.
Exactly.
So you might want to just sell it off to some college kid for $1,000. That way he's got a beater car to drive to him to school and stuff.
I feel bad about that. I'll just do it for $500.
Well, you could. You could. I do the same thing. Like, you know, my son's car, he's got a 2008 Toyota Matrix. We're going to get rid of the car as far as that goes because... he got a new truck, so I'm going to sell it, but still pass the smog, all that. It's pretty beat up, but you know what? It's got good tires, good engine, good transmission on it. So some young person, you know, I'll put it out for there for $1,500 or so, and some young person will pick it up and they'll have a great car. And if they drive it for, you know, 10,000 miles for $1,500 and it breaks and it's not worth fixing, and then they sell it off for junk, so be it. That's what we do sometimes, you know. Sometimes we need those beater cars.
So true, so true.
Yeah, so it's a good option if you don't have a lot of money. I've sold a few of those. If I end up with a car, even it looks rough on the outside, even the interior's rough, but the engine runs well and it passes smog and it drives well, I often offer them up for deals like that, anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000, depending on where it's at. Once again, it makes a great car for somebody that's looking for a car just for transportation, don't have a lot of money. Doesn't cost a lot to insure it. All you need to do is put liability on it because you don't care what happens to it. And it can get you where you need to go for a while. And when it does die, and I've seen some of those last a long time, then you just call and send it to the scrapyard and get some of your money back. But all great stuff. But we're going to get in here and start talking about EVs and the cost of ownership of them and where we're going from there. Hey, Bruce, hang on. We're going to get to you right after we take our first break here. Give us a call, though. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, I'm happy to talk to you about. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are back again. Still breathing over there, Brendan?
No, yeah, I'm good.
Good. Those little fellers, when you have them, they often bring little colds home to you, don't they?
Yeah, especially because he's coming back from daycare, and a lot of parents are just saying, my kid's fine. We'll just bring him over to daycare still anyways. And guess what? My son gets sick because of that, people. Don't do that. Please stop doing that. That's all I ask.
Yeah, if you got to go to work, just duct tape them to the wall. No, I'm just kidding. No, I was not serious. I know we're going to get some calls about that now. Sometimes I say things that I'm just kidding. That's a joke. Never duct taped my son to the wall.
Do you know?
I was single and a father, and I raised him. His mom lived in Ohio, so that's why. But he spent most of his time with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent a lot of time trucking that kid along.
Yeah.
He's 31 now. He's older than you.
Well, you don't have to date yourself on that part, but you know.
Oh, I had kids very young, extremely young. So all the Boy Scout outings and stuff, I was like the age of most of the parents' first children they had prior to their second marriage they're on now with new children. So it was fun.
Yeah.
It's all good. But what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, going back to our topic about the cost of EVs.
Uh-huh.
Well, very quick, I've been seeing a lot more Cybertrucks, unfortunately, on the roads.
And when I know, unfortunately, love those things.
It's like I'm driving, and then when I see it to the side of the road, I'm like, why am I veering to the left a little bit where I'm going to like collide with the guy? Oh, I'll get back in my lane again. Because I cannot stand seeing those Cybertrucks. There you go. I got that off my rant now. So
there you
I'm
go.
All good. Is anything cool in the news? I'm noticing you're...
they were showing the opening of the...
ceremony?
Yeah.
For the Olympics? Paris thing. That was a strange...
I didn't see it. I don't want to see it. Okay. I've heard about it. I'm good. I'm out. Yeah.
I'll still watch the
Olympics. World is spinning in a weird direction. There's no question about it. And, you know, hey, man, everybody, you as long as you're not hurting anybody else, you could be or do whatever you want. It's all cool. As long as you're not hurting people, other people, children, you know, those things are off the table, obviously. But I mean, but that doesn't mean that I have to participate in it. That's for dang sure. So I'm just going to keep doing my car thing. I like cars. But you are right. I've seen a lot more Cybertrucks. And I'm going to be honest with you. Every time I see one, I look at that thing and I think, But then I think, well, you know, people buy Lamborghinis and people buy, you know, for fun. Because my thought is when I look at that thing is, what is the usefulness of it? So right. And for the cost, you know what I'm saying? So I look at like a Honda Accord. To me, is an A to B transportation car, great car, family car, four doors, whatever you need, you know. Great cost point if you want to buy one, which is many cars like that, right? Same kind of thing, Honda Accord, you know, Chevys, Fords, whatever, you know, sedans. You need a car to get to work. You need to haul the family around, good stuff. Great price point. When you look at something like a Cybertruck, yes, you can haul the family around in that if you like. But cost-wise and what else it can do, you're truly buying it for what it is and what it looks like. There's no question about it. So, And if that's what you want to do, hey, so be it. Like I said, plenty of people buy Lamborghinis. We all know they're not good. And I'm not talking about the SUV that's like the Lamborghini. That's also, I think it's part Audi, Paul would say. I'm talking about the sports car Lamborghini, you know, where you spend $250,000 on a car. You know, that's for fun. You buy it. And that's kind of where I'm putting that Tesla Cybertruck in for you, man. You don't really buy it for any useful purpose. Just fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want one, get one. I tell you what, Elon will thank you for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm still kind of worried about, you know, the future of Tesla for him because, again, when he's been trying to make these cars a little bit more inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's aiming for like $25,000, but by making it cheaper, you're going to either affect the drivability of the car or the safety of the car. And that makes me worried.
Depends on his margins on them.
Okay.
And if he's gotten better at producing them and lowering the cost, same quality, there's a lot of options. There's no question about it. So we'll see. Hey, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved, STAR certified for over 30 years, taking care of our folks up there in North County Inland. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved out there, taking care of folks in East County for over 10 years. For quite a while, man. Time flies when you're having fun. West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right there in central San Diego. AAA approved, smog certified, taking care of folks for over 7 years. And of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, Eastgate Mall, AAA approved, star certified. Taking care of folks over there for over 5 years. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, up there in North County, Coastal, taking care of folks for well over a year now. All of us at the West Automotive Group come together, me, myself, and employees, to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy: never put money ahead of people. All of our locations are AAA approved because it's a great relationship that we have with them. And quality, that's what we're about. And that's what AAA is about, and taking care of their clients. So it's one of the reasons we align ourselves with them. But remember, I just mentioned, stop in or make sure and run your card with us so that you can possibly win your $100 gift certificate for the West Automotive Group or a $500 Visa card, one way or another. You also stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Just ask one of the managers or writers that work for me that are helping you out. We'll get you taken care of. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis or diagnosis for any other concern on your vehicle by our master certified technicians. This often eliminates unwanted parts replacement. We see vehicles come in all the time that have had parts replaced, didn't cure the problem. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home to drop you off and get you picked back up when we're done, along with partner areas that we work with as far as rental vehicles. You need all five locations are available at a good cost. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can also see all about us. Check out my Automan segments where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5. Or Auto Talk Radio also. You can click on and go over to there to that page. We post everything after the shows are done live. Once again, that's westautomotivegroup.com. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Our podcasts are available at Apple, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. For your listening pleasure, pick them up anytime that you like. You can get all that, once again, through westautomotivegroup.com. Give us a call this morning, though, 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive-related we'll talk to you about, or you can always email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. All right, let's see what Bruce has to say. Good morning, Bruce. Thanks
Good
for waiting.
Good morning. Oh, you're welcome. One of the things I haven't heard you talk about before with respect to the cost of ownership of an EV. And it's kind of a hidden cost, but I was reading the other day that 95% of the old lithium ion batteries from EVs, when they wear out, wind up in the landfills.
They
do. Something to think about. Yeah. Have you ever mentioned that on the air before?
I think we talked about it one time. It's been quite a while. But the great point you're bringing up there, no question about it. And how environmentally friendly is that, Bruce?
Yeah, exactly. After all the filth that's generated producing the batteries, and then you have to worry about filling the landfill. But, you know, all the green people and humanitarians let's say that are worried about that, you know, now we have some real competition between the EVs and Bill and Melinda, who are going to be filling up the landfills with the Windows 10s that can't be updated.
No lie about that. I don't even know if those batteries actually, I guess my question to this is, how long do they just lay there? Do they dissolve out when they're in a landfill?
The same source said that they just lay there and the innards leach into the ground and form all kinds of hazardous pollution.
So
I just looked it up. According to Servasolutions.com, it takes over 100 years for a lithium battery to decompose. And keep in mind, there's potential to leak harmful chemicals into the soil and affect our water supply as well.
That's the answer I was looking for. That does not sound environmentally friendly to me at all.
I don't know.
We're going to take a vote between you, me, and Brendan. We all three say it's not environmentally friendly, I guarantee you. Yeah. So here's the thing about EVs, which is super funny, and not I mean EVs, and even no offense, but hybrid batteries, same thing. I mean they're running around the same direction here. As far as it goes, yes. For it appears that you, as the operator, seem to be very environmentally friendly if you own one of these, right? You're not using what you call fossil fuels, but unfortunately, natural gas. Excuse me. Natural gas is used to produce electricity, right? So that's a fuel, all right? So all that electricity you put in your car, I know that you're not pumping it into your car at the gas station, but that electricity to charge your car was made somehow, and it's definitely not from them wind turbines, and it's not all solar. So when you talk about this, and then like you just said, we have to discuss where these batteries go when we're done with them. How unenvironmentally friendly is that? But let's go back to the beginning, what it takes and how you must destroy the earth to produce one of these batteries, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. So, and if you ever look at where they unearth lithium and they're looking for all that, they use these humongous diesel dump trucks that are like 12 times the size of any other dump truck. And these humongous excavators to excavate all this stuff and move this earth to find these rare, I wouldn't call them chemicals, but they're not chemicals.
Elements.
Elements. There you go. Thank you. I appreciate it, Bruce. Yeah, these rare elements to build these batteries, you know. So, yeah, it's to me, it doesn't seem real environmentally friendly when you get down to the end. And actually, it's not. So, but, you know, it's all on how you feel, I guess, when you're driving around in your Tesla. Uh-oh, Brendan's going to get all mad. I said it again.
But there, one consequence of this is a positive consequence is you don't have to feel so terrible now when you fill up your Demon 170 with ethanol, E85.
That's true. That's true. There you go. So my point to this is, obviously fossil fuel vehicles, gasoline, diesel vehicles, were once again using, so they're not environmentally friendly, but the electric car isn't the answer either. It's not environmentally friendly either. Now, is there a purpose for each one of these? Absolutely. So my whole stance on all of this is electric cars work for some people, and there's no problem with that. Hybrids too, you know, no problem with that with me. But all in all, so do gas and diesel cars for certain people. And we really don't need to be banning anything when it comes to cars and vehicles because there's applications for everything. I think it's great that we came out with this option for electric cars for people. And if it works, heck, do it, man. I have nothing against it. I don't mind working on them. We work on them. They break just like any other car. So, because somebody said to me one time, oh, you're probably against electric cars because there's no motor to fix. No, there's plenty of other things. Electronics fail on them continuously, which is fine. Actually, cleaner jobs. And, you know, as far as us replacing things, you know, control arms, brake pads, the coolant's got to be changed out of these cars. Otherwise, it starts to attack all the electronic components. And people say, cool. And I said, yeah. So the inverters and everything used inside these electric motors must be cooled. They get extremely hot. So Tesla uses coolant to do so. These are all things that must be maintained along the way. So those cars are not there. You don't just get in and drive it for forever and you don't have to do something with it. It breaks too. That's my story.
You know, one additional thing, back in your days of Naval Air, when you were working on the aircraft, I assume A4s, A6s, A7s, and F-18s and whatnot, you were working around them, and you knew about the 28-volt DC batteries mm-hmm. that were for the electronics. Well, now, let's say, if you with the F-35s that the Navy and Marines are using, they use the lithium ion in those batteries.
Do they?
For the 28-volt DC, yeah.
Oh, wow. Very cool. I actually didn't work on aircraft. I worked on ground support equipment. I know all about that stuff on aircraft because the ground support equipment actually supported everything on the aircraft. Yeah. So that's very interesting. How do those batteries last them a lot longer than the...
Well, Well, that's about all you can find out is that they are lithium ions now for F-22s, F-35s,
uh-huh.
or anything new. But everything about them is secret.
So, oh yeah, well it is top secret. Yeah, correct. They don't want anybody else knowing about anything else on them. I can understand that.
Yeah, one thing's for sure is they're not going to be like those cylinders that you would find that making up a car battery. Based on a whole bunch of them stacked.
Correct.
They can't waste the space from a cylinder, so they say they're square, and that's about all you can find out about them, and that they are 28 volts DC. 28.
Gotcha. Very interesting. That's good. Good. Yeah. Good thing to know. So.
Okay.
Hey Bruce, always great to talk to you. Love you adding to the topic. You have a wonderful, safe weekend. All right.
You too.
Take care now.
See you. Yeah,
bye bye. Get rid of that. Okay, that was a. He always has great things. Bruce has a lot of information, but hey, I appreciate you also researching that real quick. How long it takes to get rid of a battery?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it does. So
every lithium ion battery is 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good news is I'll be dead when it's a problem. I'm pretty sure.
Thanks.
So either that, or I'll be 155 when the one you're putting in the ground right now is gone. So we'll see what happens. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here real quick. Bodie, hang on. I'll grab you when I come back. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back. So we're talking Auto Talk Radio. Anything automotive radio? We're actually talking EVs and the cost of ownership. Brendan, do you know what the average distance or mileage of an EV is nowadays? About 300 miles.
Oh, okay. I was gonna answer like 250, honestly.
Well, 250 is what they said in 2022. I think we're about 300. Google that for me if you get a chance.
You got it.
So if you have an EV this year and you drove over 50,000 miles, you will in a year. 50,000 miles is a lot in a year. Most people drive 15 to 20,000 miles a year.
It says here this year for 2024, it's 300 miles is the average.
I was right on. I knew it.
You got it. Yeah.
It's coming up a little
bit. I'm still
stuck
in 2022, apparently, where the average distance was 234.
Well, in 2012, it was 75 miles.
See, our technology is getting better. So what are you talking about? Everything's just fine with EVs.
Everything's just fine. It's good. We're great. We're doing well. All right, we'll come right back to that. But yeah, if you drive 50,000 miles a year, you'll save $5,200 in fuel. Actually, from this, you probably would save more because this was back when fuel was lower previously. So, but who drives 50,000 miles a year? There are people.
Yes.
For jobs and things like that do. And I get that. So, see, this is one of those things where you have solar on your house and you have an EV and you drive a lot, you really could get the benefit out of this being your local car you drive around. You're going to want another car if you go on vacation ever, though. You don't want to take this car. Otherwise, you end up with those people in that line. They're outside Barstow waiting to charge your EV on the way to Vegas from San Diego. How's that work out for you?
Yeah.
You know what happens when your EV battery goes dead and it's 112 degrees outside?
Yep.
You swelter.
You're basically
like a fish in a bowl without water.
But wait, isn't there there's plug-in hybrids at least though, so.
There are.
That's the solution.
There's just regular hybrids too.
Exactly. And I was going to say they have the same qualifying incentives as any electric vehicle
they do.
Out there. They so do. You could still get, you know, your...
So my son got a new Ford Maverick.
The hybrid?
No, he didn't get the hybrid one.
Okay, did he just get
because
the...
because I ordered it.
Okay.
2.0 liter EcoBoost.
Okay.
Good, great. Gets 40 miles an hour, 40 miles to gallon on the freeway. That truck does, not even being a hybrid.
Yeah.
It's great. So, and in town, I think it's like 28 or something like that. Crazy.
Nice.
He wanted the hybrid. I said, no.
What?
Because I got to work on it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Well, the problem is, here's the problem I have with hybrids. It's not that they're great.
I think you and I are going to have the same kind of discussion about this.
Well, that battery's going to fail at 100,000 miles or whatever it does.
Yeah.
It's 12 grand.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and he likes to bring his car in and have me fix it for him and then seems to disappear without paying the bill. So I was like, I don't want to. No, I'm good. I'm good.
I was also going to mention hyper batteries, heavy.
Oh, super
capital
heavy.
Letters, capital letters, heavy. And because of that, I've heard based on, you know, certain reviews from certain personalities that are on certain stations that come on certain days, like Sundays from 11 to 7 p.m. I won't say names, but we know who we're...
Racer Dave.
Yeah, exactly. He mentioned how he felt as if the car felt super heavy in the front, and thus anytime he went over a speed bump, it was rougher than a usual truck every single time. So...
I will tell you this, though, about like full-blown EVs, like my friend owns an EQS Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
They ride smooth.
Yes.
Because they're heavy. The heavier their car is, the smoother to ride. You don't get the jounce out of it and things like that, except for when you hit excessive large bumps like he's talking about. That, exactly. But that with any, you take my Ford Ranger over a speed bump too fast, you get boom, you feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So,
but at the same time, the vehicle was meant to have that kind of weight. The hybrid was kind of just put in there,
correct.
I feel like. And thus, therefore, you and really don't get the same weight and traction, or
as an EV. Well, and the reason for that, too, is an EV, most of them have the battery is under the car in the center. That's where they're putting the batteries. So therefore, right. There's a great center of gravity. The car sits hard and low, you know, as far as that goes. And it works. I mean, as far as that, you know. But the ride is definitely because of the weight. But keep in mind, and one thing that we didn't go over when you talk about cost, your tax dollars, you're going to add this in. Because EVs, because of the weight, destroy the roads.
Mm-hmm.
Heavier the car, the more road damage you get. Also, something to think about if you're an environmentalist, keep this in mind, talking about EVs, they wear out tires a lot because of the weight of them. Tire rubber goes in the air, and you don't see it, but it's a contaminant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all over the place.
Not to mention, there's extra costs on top of the EV, such as a charging station. That's going to cost you around $1,000 to $4,500 by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Your electric bill itself.
If you're putting one in your house and you don't have it, a 220 one,
mm-hmm.
Way above that, dude.
Probably.
I know. We went over this one time.
This is coming specifically from the U.S. Department of Energy. This is what they mentioned, how much the usual charging station would cost. And I was also going to mention your electric bill. According once again to the U.S. Department of Energy, they say it's your price will go up $30 to $50 per month.
Uh-huh.
Here in California, I think it's going to go a little bit higher.
Unless you have solar, obviously. Yeah.
Yes.
But here it's here. So this is the cost of installing a charging station at your home. We spoke about this. Well, this is once again, a couple of years ago, I looked all this up this is from a couple of years ago, the data. $400 to $1,500, but you often need an electrical panel upgrade, plus the installation can get costly. Often charges from $1,500 to $12,000, depending on where and how and what your home charging situation is. So once again, you get electric, you know, cars. As far as charging station, a full charge at your home for the vehicle is around $10 in electric cost, they say, back then.
Mm-hmm.
Not always California, though. You're right. But to use a fast charger at malls, etc., runs about $30, which is true. I think that's still about the same. Now, if you leave the vehicle plugged in after a full charge, some stations charge a dollar a minute additional. So if you plug your car and go shop and it fully charges, the minute it knows it's fully charged, it'll charge you. Some of them charge a dollar a minute for staying plugged in because you're using up the station.
Yeah,
others charge $20 per hour after the 4 hours, which is cheap valet parking if it's $20 an hour.
Right.
So, yeah. Here's the thing that kills me. Another reason also I told my son, I said, and you talk about the hybrid, like on that truck. Yeah, you save gas, right? But all in all, the wear and tear and the cost of maintaining goes higher later. The cost of insurance on average is $600 to $800 more per year than a regular vehicle.
Yep, absolutely.
The reason why is this car gets in an accident, it's more costly to fix.
Absolutely.
And that's a hybrid. Same thing with an electric vehicle. So they're just expensive to repair.
Yeah.
And like Tesla, there's only certain places you can go to get them repaired.
Mm-hmm.
So, and insurance companies have to pay for that. You know, insurance companies love telling body shops how much they can charge for things. But when you only have certain places you can take a car to get it fixed, it's now true. The body shop has the upper hand with them. And they say, this is what it's going to cost to fix it. Therefore, the insurance cost is higher.
Yeah. You know, for how expensive, you know, the batteries are for those EVs, you know, I have to find a place that's so reliable on batteries that I don't know where to go. What company can I find that'll give me some really good batteries that maybe...
For an EV?
No, for any battery, for any car. And they have a battery for every need.
That's Interstate that's batteries.
Yeah,
but they don't have EV batteries.
No, I know. I was just trying to transition you to your ad.
Gotcha. I appreciate that. No, I have to do that.
So
I was like, what are you talking about?
So terrible.
but not EV and hybrid batteries.
No.
And I will. And I got to be honest with you. We've been down with hybrids. We've been down the gauntlet of replacing batteries, and we go back to the manufacturer now for them, just like Toyotas. We at West Automotive Group, I will not put anything but a Toyota remanufactured battery in most of these Priuses.
Mm-hmm.
All the rebuilt ones and remanufactured ones that were out there, every time we put one in, we have nothing but problems. Nothing but problems with them.
Did you hear the news recently? As of yesterday, Toyota announced that they're making a new battery plant in Japan, and it's for Lexus cars specifically. So.
Yep.
Yeah. So as you can see, it's, you know.
Yep. Yep. Well, you just got to be careful. They haven't, the technology to remanufacture these by people outside of the manufacturer has not worked out really well lately.
Mm-mm.
But I think that's because a bunch of people jumped into it and they're remanufacturing in their garage, replacing cells. And, oh, this is a bad cell. Put a new cell in it. Okay, it's remanufactured. You know what I mean? There's no real rules on that right now. Unlike remanufacturing a transmission, the Bureau of Automotive Repair has rules about that. I don't know about an EV battery. You're not the one installing it when you're remanufacturing it. So
people are jumping the gun on EVs. I haven't heard that in the news as of late. I think this is breaking.
What do you mean
news.
Jumping the gun? Where'd you see that?
Basically, everyone needs to buy EVs by 2035. I haven't heard that, or I haven't heard. I'm being sarcastic, but you know.
You know, I actually said previously when this all came out that law will be gone before we get there. I seriously believe it.
If things are going the way they are going right now,
mm-hmm.
I bet we're going to have a huge announcement saying in a federal sense.
Yeah, we'll transcend the other direction.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, for sure. All right, folks, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio, as Brendan said, is brought to you by Interstate Battery of San Diego. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We stock them at the West Automotive Group, and they're number one technician recommended battery worldwide. So very important. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Make an appointment. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, you can check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, battery for every need. They have a battery for everything. Go check them out, folks, for sure. All right, let's see what Bodie's got to say real quick. What say you, Bodie?
Staying out of trouble.
You must be in a coffee shop somewhere.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been shopping at thrift stores for decades. And one of my lady friends taught me, she said, don't go after fashion, go after style.
There you go.
And so she said, when there's a, and she did this, like all of a sudden you see women, everybody's wearing black clothes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. In 2-3 months, you go to the thrift store, all the newbies are wearing pink, yellow, green, and all of that black clothing is in the thrift stores, hardly used. You can pick it up for pennies on the dollar.
So are you telling me that a Tesla Cybertruck is style, and pretty soon Brendan will be able to pick one up for pennies on a dollar out of a thrift car store?
Great amount of analogy.
Is that the way we're going? Hey, yeah. Actually, the true honesty is I've seen cars like that were fads. People bought them, then all of a sudden they have issues, and you're like, oh, I can pick one of those up really cheap if I want one.
Yeah.
You go.
You go.
You could buy a Yugo brand new. Do you remember these days? What was that? It was $39.95, I believe, or something like that, brand new. Yeah. That was back in 1987, around there, 86, 87, that 88, in that era. You could buy those things brand new, and they were junk.
Right off the fence. I was talking to a guy the other day, a little handyman. He was driving a Geo.
Oh, Geo Metro. Three-cylinder bad boy. Those were cool. I worked on a lot of those. The cool thing was when you had to do a motor, you just unbolted it, and if you were a young fella in your 20s, throw a chain around it, throw it over your shoulder, just lift it up, you pull the motor right out of the car. Didn't need an engine hoist. Super easy. Weighed about the weight of a transmission. So
yeah.
So those cars were kind of cool, though. They were really good on gas mileage. And interesting to work on, for sure.
Yeah. So there's a guy, I'm coming out of the library, the guy's parked. So you know what he had for hubcaps? You know, the orange buckets from Home Depot?
Yeah.
He took those, drilled some holes in them, and laced a twist tie around his wheels. So he had the top part of the 5 gallon can for hubcaps.
Wow, that kind of reminds me of the disc hubcaps they had on the GM's first EV car. Was a EV1, I believe it was called, to be honest with you. Actually, speaking of Dave Stahl, he worked for me back in the day, and they had given one of them for him to write about because he also did that back then. And we took, man, I tell you what, I could make the battery go to zero on that thing one trip around the block. But it accelerated like crazy, which we thought was super neat back then because it was something new, right? So, it is right. The distance on those was not good. So Dave got mad. He had to walk home because I ran his battery to nothing. So that's a story that you can talk to Dave about someday. He loves that stuff. But yep, different cars are different fads. And I do think that this EV stuff is probably going to be around for a bit, a long time, actually. It's going to fit people good for certain people, but other people not so much. And I don't think our gas or diesel cars are going anywhere. That's my opinion. No. Write it down, Bodie. You can tell me I'm right in 10 years.
Okay. Here's my question.
You better hurry. We got like a minute and a half to go.
What is a chamber boost for my CRV, 1999 CRV?
A chamber boost?
Yeah, it's like a little manifold with all these little pipes sticking out.
Chamber boost. Are you talking about inside the induction tube?
Yes.
It's just an air chamber. The manufacturer, it holds air. It's a weird thing they did for fuel control and all that, but I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Does that need to be replaced, or is that...
No. It should... No. It's just an open chamber is all it is inside there. So, you know, and I'll have to get you more information on exactly why they did that, but I've seen that on a few cars. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Sometimes you'll see there'll be a little dog leg off the side of it with it's just a sealed chamber that's inside the air induction. So anyway.
Okay. All right. Hello, gentlemen. And I got another question, I'll call you at the shop.
You got it, buddy. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Anyway, all right, folks, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll be back live next week, as always. Auto Talk Radio, we enjoy doing this, man. Some great stuff with EVs today. Hope everybody enjoyed the show. Look forward to having you back. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We'll catch you all next week.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.